press strength. One press five.
And five. Yeah, I've got them both. Torah Way, Northwest London, Chof Vov Eor, 31st of May, Harav Moshe Bezalel Grosnas, Pasha theme. Not Pasha theme, something else. Omer theme.
I'd like to go a little bit through today the nusach of the L'Shem Yichud before the Sfiras HaOmer. So, first of all, you have right at the beginning of the nusach of the L'Shem Yichud the following words. L'Shem Yichud, Kutsha Brichu, Oshkinte, etc., until you get to Hinani Mukhanu Mezumon. So, it is well known, I don't need to come here to tell you this, that the Noid of Yehuda didn't want this to be said. The Noid of Yehuda, in Madura Tinyona Orachaim Simkuf Zayin, says we do not find this Nusach of L'Shem Yichud not in Shas Bavli, nor in Shas Yerushalmi. And the earlier generations never said it. They never heard of this Nusach, and they were better than our generation. In Noid of Yehuda, Yeredeya, Madura Kama, Simon Tzadi Gimel, he says the same thing. He says, our generation has left the two Shasim, the two Talmudim, to find other waters. And he says something really sharp, which I can't really say. It's written in Noid of Yehuda, you read it there, in Simon Tzadi Gimel. It's a pasuk, Yesharim Darchei Hashem. He has a way of, he changes the pasuk a bit, and he leaves his message. But he ends off with the following idea. Basically, his underlying message is that there might be Kabbalistic sources for this, but it's not for the Hamoinam. The Hamoinam should just follow Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, like they always did. Now he finishes off, however, I have much to say. But k'shem shemitzvah loyma dovah hanishma, like there's a mitzvah to say something that you will be listened, that will be heard. Kach mitzvah, so too it's a mitzvah, sheloy loyma dovah she'ein nishma. There's no point carrying on if it's not going to be heard. Therefore, at the onset, you want to know if I'm for it, I'm not for it. But as it kicks in, and more people do it, I stand back. And we'll see this a little stronger.
Should he not say? The whole thing?
Oh, no, the L'Shem Yichud part. Hinani Mukhan is another story.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Now, the Sholem Eishiv in Madura Chamishah, he has a tshuva there where he wonders about the custom in Miron to burn clothes l'chvoid Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Clothes. He says, I don't understand. Bal Tashchis. He says, I guarantee you that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai will be happier if you take those clothes that cost money and you sell them and you give or you give them to a poor person. He'll be happier, the poor person will be happier, you'll be happier. What's this burning of clothes? Lemaisa, many tzaddikim did burn clothes in Miron. And I read to you from a letter from the Talmid Aor HaChaim HaKadosh when he went to Eretz Yisrael to build the yeshiva. So one of his stops was Miron. It was on the second day of Purim, Tesvav Adar. He kept Purim in Tzfas Lachumra for 2 days. And then they went to Miron. And he says when they were in Miron, they saw on the keva like a hollow where there they would put begodim, clothes. They'd cut it up into strips, dip it into olive oil, and put it into this hollow, and light a fire. This fire was to be seen all the way from Tzvas. Not that far, but that's where it was to be seen. And the words are, V'zeh maila gedoylo l'rashbi. And this is a great maila for Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And he says, one woman, a rich woman, sent from Constantina, that's Constantinople, she sent a baguette, clothes, woven with silver, worth 100 fishayshash, whatever that is, but it's obviously something very expensive. And they burnt it, lichvoyed Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And everyone gives whatever he can according to his financial situation to burn a beged, lichvoyed Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And then the Talmud says, V'harav hidlik kama begodim. The Rechayim lit some clothes. And so did I, lichvoyed my mother. So you see, there obviously is something in the lighting of these clothes. We don't know what. Now, how does the Shoel HaMeshiv, who's a Baal Halacha, tackle this? If you're into Kabbalah, there's normally a reason. But when they want to come mitzad Halacha, and this wasn't done, and they don't want it done, you know, that's their take. So how do they address it? So the Shoel HaMeshiv says, Kesheim shemitzvah loy ma'adova ha'nishma, just like there's a mitzvah to say, something that will be heard, kach mitzvah sheloy loy if the tzibur aren't going to listen, then there's no point in saying it. Now he adds very important words. Bifrat, when the tzibur are doing something that they hold as a mitzvah, they're trying to do good, and they feel this is good. It's their avod Hashem. In halacha, the sources are weak. It may not have been done. It's a new thing. It's a new ischachus. But if the Hamoim are trying to do a mitzvah and they're not going to be pulled away, so at least it's positive.
Are you talking about the burning of the clothes?
The burning of the clothes, but it's the same yisoid.
Yeah,
I've seen the Maram Shik say it as well about other things, that his Rebbe, the Chasam Soif, I think he says, when it was a positive thing, which maybe wasn't so correct, but the Oilem were thinking they're doing a mitzvah, he'd leave it. Obviously, when it's not going to be destroying the Torah. But here, they're trying to do something, avoid Hashem. Now, if you look in the sources, there'll be many that tell you that Hashem Yichud is 100% correct. And that's not what I'm coming to say. And many that will tell you the burning of the begodim is 100% correct. It depends which school you're coming from. The halachic school or the Kabbalistic school, right? It depends what you feel the generation needs. But even those that are halachic and that want nothing to change, they do recognize that eventually, if the tzibur takes something on and it becomes a big thing, a big practice, then they don't battle it, so long as it's not tearing down the Torah. Befrat, if it's a mitzvah, they don't battle it. I mean, even the minig of going to Miron, by many, by most, I mean, you look around, by most it's a minig, by the Chasam Sofer, he said he prefers to live in Chutz Laaretz, just not to go to Miron, because he holds Oyla Regolim is only to Yerushalayim. Now, is the minig like him? No. What would he say if he saw it? I don't know, but it could be he'd say that now that, first of all, there's many sources not like him, but could be he'd say that now that the Hamoin are doing it, and they're doing it Alza Mitzvah, then Hanach Lehem. Yeah? So that's a Yesoid that could be taken from these Svarim. Again, they themselves wouldn't give in so quickly, but there is that Yesoid, Kashem Shemitzvah loy madavar nishma, so to ein nishma, and specifically if they think they're doing a mitzvah, or if there's a tzad that they're doing a mitzvah, and many opinions that they're doing a mitzvah, then after it's taken on, then hanach lehem. I'll show you another example within Sfiris HaOymeh. After you say the Sfiris HaOymeh, then there's a racham on reyachselon, avoidus beis hamidosh, mkoyim memheir, yomein omein tzel, a full stop. It never said anything more, maybe a little bit more, in the Sidurim. Only a little while back, a few hundred years ago, was added the Kabbalistic parts. So hang on, the Rishonim never said it. So we're better than them? The Noid B'Yudas Taina is the same Taina. They were better than us, and they never said it. They just stuck to what we know, and they didn't add more. And if there's Kabbalistic secrets, let it be for the mystics, but not for the Hamoinam. And therefore the Chok Yaakov says that this end that was added in is not right. The Hamoinam shouldn't say it. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, and he's not known as a Kabbalist, the Litvisher Rav, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbim v'gedoylim complained about these tefillahs that have secrets in and are not meant to be public knowledge. However, Aval Achshov kvar regilim na'omroi, Now the Olam is already used to saying it, Bahamoin, in the masses, or Bespailios HaNefesh, and with excitement. This actually adds. So you see how sometimes these things in the end were a chizuk. They might have been a question, but certain Gedolim held it was correct to take this approach a bit more Kabbalistic, or whatever it was. The Dor needed it, there was a scholar, so they had to counterbalance it with a bit of Kabbalah or whatever it was, and in the end it proved to do good. We all know that at the beginning of Hasidus there was a big Isnagdus, and from Gedol Yisrael, that means the same people, it was the Noi Debi Huda, the Gra, these sorts of people, the Halacha, and the old way has to stay, Chodosh, Osim and HaTorah, therefore they battled it. However, their battle did do things, that's written even in the Chassidus Sforim, that each party balanced each other out. Right? When you have one going to the right and one going to the left, you end up in the middle. And that's why every chug has rubbed off on each other, all the milas. But, again, the answer to the Taina, at the time, was correct. But in the end, the masses took on a lot of these things, and it proved to be good. It was needed. And they're doing it, the Shei Mitzvah, they're not doing it as an Avera, they're not doing it to drop the Torah, they did it because they held it's a mitzvah. So those that held that this was a lechatchila, this is what's meant to be done, so very good. And those that held that no, you shouldn't have done this, but could be now, kashem shemitzvah eloi ma'adova ha'nishma, now it's an eino nishma, and they're trying to do a mitzvah, so even they will agree that now it's a good thing. And you see, the excitement in mitzvahs that Hasidim have, sometimes is more than other people. So you see that these things do have a mila. Does that mean the other camp will agree? Not necessarily, but kashem. So therefore, there's the element of what school you belong to, and then there's the element of understanding that maybe at the end of the day, this is what the tzibur needs, even if, and then you'll have to know how to deal with that halachically. But that's the matzias in front of us. There's a story that brings this out. It's a story I saw in Marbitzei Torah Musa, a very famous sefer written by Reb Aaron Sorsky. He was a famous writer back in the day. So he writes like this. He says that the Oruch HaShulchan was on the train together with Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, the Alter of Slobodka, the Rosh Shiva of Hebron. So they're on the train. And the whole way, this was a few hours, the Oruch HaShulchan was telling Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein all the chisroinus in halacha, all the chisroinus in halacha that the Hasidim have. They've changed this halacha, they've changed that halacha. Now don't forget, everything they do has a source as well. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that what was done has changed. So he was saying, they changed it. He was listing out all the different things. Now Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, the story says, I don't know how the storyteller knows, he was blocking his ears the whole way, in a way that the Oruch HaShulchan won't know, because he didn't want to hear what for, you know, there's two camps, there's two shittas, it's all Avod Hashem, it's proven to be good, by Lamaisa, he carried on for hours. Finally, when he finished, the Oruch HaShulchan said like this, with a lot of excitement, he said, Moshe Mordechai Beni, with all my criticism that I have on them, the truth I will tell you. If I know that my children or grandchildren will become Hasidish, I would call a band to play in front of me, and I'd dance. And to show him how much he meant it, he took Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein's hands and he danced with him. Now, I don't know if the Mechavik was Hasidish or Hasidish. Yeah. So Al Kaponim, what's the message here? It's just exactly the same as Soit. What was done has changed. And therefore they have Tainus. Very halachic, very Ein Kol Chodesh, you know, Chodesh Osa. So they all have Tainus. And others will say, no, you have to be a bit more Kabbalistic. You have to know the Dor needs it because the Maskilim, whatever it is. But now, that's become a strong thing. And other Rabbah, a Maila for many people that would have been far away from Torah, Am is chazek. Hamoin am are doing mitzvahs with excitement. If I care, you know, many are even stronger this way. Then in the end of the day, the kiyum could be lies there. The Klal Yisrael needs it. So Adrabi, he would dance if his child would be that way. Maybe that will keep his child on the right path. More than his path, which he holds is correct and he doesn't want to swerve from, but doesn't guarantee him the Hemshech. So therefore, that's sort of the pshara that even the other side has to be makim. Funnily enough, when I saw this story, I was wondering, he was talking to Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein. Maybe he was giving him a message. Because later, Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein's grandchildren married Dan Grossnas' daughter, right? Rav Moshe Chevroidi. Half the family is Litvish, and the other half are Gerach Hasidim. So maybe he was telling him that, you know, if it happens, you can bring a band. Nishkefelech. Now, over to another story on the other end of the spectrum, on the bad side of things, the maskilim, and where their change caused bad. So before we get there, I have to share with you a bit of a halacha regarding Sfiras HaOmer. What happens if you miss a day in Sfiras HaOmer? You missed out a day completely. Night and day. The halacha is, that's machloikas, Bahag and the Rosh. According to the Bahag, you need the whole unit, all 49 days, otherwise you're out. According to the Rosh, every day is a separate mitzvah. But we have to be choshish for the Bahag. So if you miss the day, you can't make a brocha. You have to account, but you can't make a brocha. There were Hasidic Rebbes that held that you can count and with a brocha even if you miss the day because of the psychology of people. They'll say, oh, I can't make a brocha, forget it, I'm not counting. And that's wrong. You've got to be Yotzer Shitzer Rosh and count every day. So they say, you know what, rely on the Rosh and make a brocha because our doyer will just scrap Sirius Omer if they're out when they've left out the brocha. Well, I say that's not the practice. But again, something that was done, that's a shitter for our generation. Right? In halacha, I don't think anyone does that. Except, what happens if a rov leaves out Sfiras HaOmer? One day, he leaves out Sfiras HaOmer. What should he do? He's going to get up there, the whole tzibah waiting, silence. He's going to be embarrassed. Says Rav Ozna, in Chele Gimel Tshuva Tzadi Vov, that Mipnei Kvoida Torah and Kvoida Tzibah, the Rav can make a bracha and rely on the Rosh. The Ha'atzvi in Chelek Beis Simen Ha'ayin Hay brings, the Beis HaLevi had a different patent, and he did it himself. It happened to him once, he missed the day for whatever reason. And he did it himself. What did he do? He said to one of the Tzibul, you need to make a bracha tonight, because you're making Sfiras HaOmer. Don't make the bracha. I'll be moit to you with a loud bracha. That way my bracha's not levatola, and that way I can make the bracha. He was private, one person, a friend. You keep it secret, and we'll do the Sfira together. Now, there is a problem with that. If you knocked out the Sfira, then you don't have Arvus. Right? If you don't have Arvus, you're not connected to this mitzvah till next year. How can it be Moitzienem? Kiddush, even if you made Kiddush, you can make Kiddush for someone else. Because you're in that mitzvah. But when you're not in that mitzvah, you're knocked out of the mitzvah, how can you? Okay, it's not so gefährlich, because he's not completely knocked out of the mitzvah, you got the Rosh, yeah, you got Sofer, okay. The Beis HaLevi, though, has his own shitta anyway. The Siman Amates, he says, what happens if you missed out a day? So you can't make a bracha anymore, leaving out the rabbi. You can't make a bracha anymore. You missed out a whole day, and night and day, you can't make a bracha. However, he says, there's two mitzvahs in Sfiras HaOmer. There's the day and the week. So even if every day I can't make a bracha, but when I come to the point, the peak of the week, that's 1 week, 2 weeks, that's the real mitzvah of counting the week. The Shavua Echad V'yom Echad isn't the main thing. Shavua Echad. Shavua, two weeks, etc. That is the mitzvah of the week. He says, there you still have tmimos. You didn't miss any week. The point of the week, you never missed out. There you can make a bracha. We don't paskin like that again. But that's what the Beis HaLevi held. And that could be another reason why he held he was still in the mitzvah and could be moitzi someone even on the days because he's connected to the mitzvah. Now we come to a story. The Maskilim story. There was once, this is brought, Rav Moshe Sternbuch brings that he saw this from the Torah Tumimah. Right? The Torah Tamima brings that he was there once when a rich maskil came from Minsk to the Briska Rav of then, the Beis Halevi. And he said to the Beis Halevi, you know, this generation needs a different set of rabbis. It needs more lenient rabbis, more with it rabbis. That's what the generation needs. They need to be makel. If they'll be makel, then Yishmu Rechoikim V'Yavol, all those that have left the Torah will come back because it's easier, it's more fun. Be more lenient. That's what you need to tell the rabbis of today. So the Beis Halevi said, I don't know what you want. I'm very lenient. I'm a big makel. So he was very glad. Oh, Baruch Hashem, times are changing. We have a good rabbi. Can you please tell me some of your leniencies? So Beis Halevi said, I'll tell you a few. I'll give you a taster, like a merchant. He puts on the table some of his merchandise. And from there you get the picture of what sort of a makel I am. So the Beis Halevi begins. He says, Kula number one. There are those that are stringent and hold that you can only daven Maariv till Chatzos. I'm lenient. You can daven Maariv all night. There are those that are stringent and hold you can only wear tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam if you're a big tzaddik and a chosid. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. I'm lenient. If you want to wear tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam, I let you. There are those that are machmir. They don't say piyutim in the middle of davening. It's a shaila of a hefsuk, Shemayna Esra, and Birkas Kriyashma. I'm makel. You can say piyutim. There are those that are machmir not to learn Erev Tisha B'Av, Shechal B'Shabbos. I'm makel. You can learn. There are those that are machmir not to keep 2 days Yom Kippur because of Sveika D'Yom. You should keep two, like every Yom Tov. They're machmir. It's daily. I'm makel. You can fast 2 days Yom Kippur. Finally, he said, there are those that are machmir, that if they miss a night and a day of the Svira, then you're out, and you can't count anymore. I'm makel. You can make a bracha, you can count. Now, obviously, the maskil left a little bit upset. But Ramosha Sternbuch points out in this story, there's something a little wrong. Because he says that if you miss the day, you can make a bracha. It's not quite like that. It's if you miss the day, then on the point of the week, on where the week passes by, then you can make a bracha. Unless, the only suggestion I have, is he means every day in shul, he was might see someone else with a bracha, but only because he was still somewhat within the sphere, because every on the weak point you can make the bracha. So he's still in it, so he still had arvus, he could ask someone, let me be might see you the bracha, and then every day he made the bracha, being might see someone. So it's due to his kula that he could make the bracha every day being might see someone, because he's still in the parsha of Sphere Soime. That's the story of the maskil. Finally, coming to the end part of the Lashem Yichud, many, even those that don't say the Lashem Yichud, again, nowadays, most do say the Lashem Yichud, right? That's been taken on, and said Bispalius, like the Aruch HaShulchan said, that's where we're up to. But those that don't, they say Hinnini Mukhan HaMezumon. Now, in the Hinnini Mukhan HaMezumon, there's a big problem. Yeah, big problem. The problem is, it says, Hinnini Mukhan HaMezumon, Lekai Mitzvahs Asei, Shosfiris Oimeh. Hang on. Most poskim hold Sfiris Oimeh Bizman Azeh is the Rabbonon. So how can you say Lekai Mitzvahs Asei? More. Sorry? Yeah. Sfaratim Lekham, it's the Rabbonon. We don't have the Kabonas. It's in the Torah, but only when you have Kabonas, it's the Raisa. We don't have the Kabonas, so we don't have the Raisa. And that's part of why we say, what's the shaykhus to here? I don't remember saying after I picked up my lulav and esrog, harachamon. Okay, so that's another question. Why not maybe? But harachamon, why here? Says the Sharatian. Because we want to be Makai in the midst of Midaraisa. For the moment, it's only with Rabbonon. Ah, harachamon, who yachselonu, avoid space and midrash, recover me, remain on me, selo, and then we'll have Midaraisa. So you see, that nowadays, it's the Rabbonon. It's not completely taken on that way, but that's the main take. So if so, how can you say, L'kai mitzvah sasei, k'moy shekos ba'toira, pele? So Ramosha Sternbuch, in Shuvas van Hogus, the Emesli Yaakov already picks this up, but Ramosha Sternbuch, in Shuvas van Hogus, Chelik Beisim and Reish Mem Zayin, adds to the question. There's a very famous Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchus Mamrin, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, what is Bal Toisif? You're not allowed to add to the Torah. What? Every rabbinic mitzvah is an addition to the Torah. Baal Tosif, how can that be? So he explains like this. He says, if you say your mitzvah is rabbinic, good. You haven't added to the Torah. The Torah remains the Torah, and this is rabbinic. But if you say a mitzvah to Rabbonon is midoraisa, oh, now you've added to the Torah. You're over Baal Tosif. So let's say you want to teach your child Basar B'chanov. So you say, it's also to eat chicken with milk, the Torah says. You're over Baal Tosif. Because the Torah doesn't say. Chicken with milk is with Rabbonon. So some people feel, yeah, but they'll only feel the chinuch if I tell them. No, according to the Rambam, you're over Baal Tosif. Tell them the truth, according to the Rambam. And that's good. This actually sparked a debate between the Chasam Sofer and the Maritz Chiyus. The Chasam Sofer told the Maritz Chiyus not to write certain kulus about leaving the Mesim over. There was a debate at the time. They didn't believe that the dead were really dead and they were doing checks. It was a thing of the times, obviously. A Ruach Hazman of the, again, reform, etc. But the Maritz Chiyus said in his writings, that's only Drabonon or something like that. So Chasam Sofer said, please, don't write it like that, because then the Hamayin Am will be Mekel. He said, but what can I do? The Rambam says, if you write on the Drabonon, that's the right, says Baal Tosif. So you see where this gets things into a problem. So therefore he adds to the question Moshe Shtemuch asks, how can you say, the Kai Mitzvah say, if most Poiskim hold this Drabonon, it could be going into the danger of being over Baal Tosif. And therefore, Moshe Shtemuch says, and again it shows you, that the Nusach isn't so old. And therefore he's ready to change it. If this was done by the Rishonim, he wouldn't change it. He says, I don't say the Kai Mitzvah say. I skip that out. I don't say that. Again, I'm not telling you to change. That's not what the Hamoim do is the minute. But that's what he says. He says, I don't say Lekai Mitzvah say. Not only that, I don't even say Kamoi Shekosu Batorah, because if I say Lekai Mitzvah Sri Soima Kamoi Shekosu Batorah, it still sounds like it's a deraisa. I say instead, V'kosu Batorah. Meaning, there's such a thing in the Torah, and we got this mitzvah, I'll smach that with Rabbanon. So he takes it out. Hashem Zalman Orbach says, no, keep it in. Lekai Mitzvah say means mit Rabbanon. Kamoi Shekosu Batorah is an asmachta. And that's it, right? Basically, stick to what everyone does. Rabbi Tzin Abishol, though, brings out a very important nakuda. With this, we end. He says, who says it's Baal Tosif if you say the Kai Mitzvah say? The Rambam. Right? Because if it's Drabonon, you're being over Baal Tosif when you say it's a Deraisa. But the Rambam himself, in Sri Yisra'ima, holds it's a Deraisa. And not everyone agrees with the Rambam's explanation in Baal Tosif. So, when you're tackling the Rambam, can I say the Kai Mitzvah say, it might be Drabonon and I'm saying it to the writer? Well, according to the Rambam himself, Nishkefelech. Because according to the Rambam, it is a deraisa.
Right.